everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling? Fuck you, Tony Khan. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese. Fuck you, Tony Khan, again for doing two pay-per-views back-to-back Sundays. You piece of shit. It's 11 p.m., and I have work tomorrow.
Oh, man, you have work tomorrow? You're not off? That sucks.
No.
I also want to say fuck you, Tony Khan.
I have to work on Labor Day. That's right.
Damn. Fuck you to other people, I guess. But Andrew, there's a lot of fuck yous to go around because today was not a great pay-per-view. It started off not too bad, but...
No, it started great.
We hit a point to where there was no return, and once we hit that point, it was downhill from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not counting the 0 hour. I'm starting like with when the actual pay-per-view started.
Right.
Obviously, there were a few good matches to start the show. But just like we said, you know, All Out was not pay-per-view worthy. You just had a pay-per-view the previous week.
No.
This did not work.
It was a Ring of Honor pay-per-view and then also a Dynamite?
A Collision.
A Collision, maybe.
A Collision pay-per-view.
Very strange. Very, very strange.
Yeah, it was just like you just watched a long episode of Dynamite.
But
or Dennis
something. Rodman was there.
Fuck, man? What the? There's so much. There's so much to talk about.
I'm sure
so many fucking matches.
I'm sure we could breeze through most of it. You know, I
want to go to bed. I feel like Jim Ross. I just want to go to bed.
I know you need someone.
God
to
damn it!
You need someone to tag you out like Jim Ross.
Seriously,
I'm in. No, but
oh my god, that'd be great if we like yeah. If like
Aaron, come on in.
If Eric and Joe were here and like we do the first half and then we tag out and they could do the rest,
that would be great. I was looking over the lengths of all the matches, you know?
Yeah.
There was no matches that were over a half an hour, but yet almost every single match felt like it was a half an hour.
They all felt like an hour each.
Especially the women's match, the Young Bucks match, and the last match, they all felt like they were interminably long. I couldn't even say that word. Interminably.
Right, don't do that.
Interminably? Interminably long.
Shut up.
There we go.
Stop talking.
Yeah, look at the times. Look at the times.
Fucking
that's fucking
mouth.
Crazy. No, I think only two of them were over 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But yet,
how is that possible?
Right. Right.
Everything felt so fucking long.
It did.
This is bullshit. Tony Khan edited this Wikipedia page.
Everything was at least TK.
Everything was at least 45 minutes per match. I'm pretty sure. I don't think the math adds up because it's only like a 4 hour pay per view. But
last edited by Jacksonville number one fan. That's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So where 13, do we even start on this?
13
bullshit?
Matches.
You know what's
when
crazy?
When you include 0 hour,
we did Payback yesterday. Me and you both with Joe,
yeah, right?
And that was only 6 matches, and that felt long.
And it was 3.5 hours.
That was 3.5 hours, and we got an extra 5 matches.
Yeah.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Even we said that was too long for sure because they had some segments in between. But okay, let's start because this is gonna fucking take a while, and I want to go to bed.
Me too.
We start off with 0 hour, where Hangman Adam Page got $50,000 for his charity by eliminating Brian Cage in the over budget charity battle royal.
Huh?
And then 3 hours later, Nigel McGuinness, who wasn't sure if he should go in the ring or not, they cut to him and he was like, "Do you want me in the ring or okay?" And then he just announces it's for like the Chicago Education Charity. Because I guess like
needed a cheap pop.
They can't afford bathrooms for these poor children who go to school in Chicago.
No, they need books so they could reads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Reading's a problem in Chicago, apparently. But yeah, I guess it took him 3 hours to decide the charity, maybe?
Why aren't you from Chicago, then?
I'm not from Chicago, man. I'm from the HTX, Houston, baby.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Then we've got Akara Shida, Sky Blue, and Willow Nightingale beating Mercedes Martinez, hold on.
Where the hell have you been?
Diamante.
Where the hell have you been?
And Athena.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ember Moon. Yeah.
Where the hell have you been?
It was so
Ember Moon
strange.
Is the Ring of Honor Women's Champ, right? And she's a heel.
Couldn't tell.
And
you.
She has she has a 14-year-old girl with her.
That towered over.
That was strange.
It was very strange. Yeah, she was like her cheerleader.
Right.
And also did nothing ringside.
What's the point of having Athena if you're never going to hit that move? Like, that's your whole thing.
No.
You have that awesome finisher.
She hit the move in the match, but she whiffed. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was really bad. No, this match sucked ass. Sucked ass.
Yeah, obviously, I didn't watch much of it. Then we have a hilariously bad mob movie starring Roosh with the Lucha Financial Institute.
I think that's...
It was
and
so
they got a new member.
Oh, my God.
I guess Commander, maybe? Or is like, that racist? I'm not sure.
I guess they kidnapped 10, even though he's a part of them, and beat him up. But then he was happy that they beat him up. So it's all very, like, you know, low budget. It feels like a fucking horrible B-movie that you would
feel low budget.
Be like, why did I even watch this? I thought it would be so bad. It's funny, but it's not even that, like.
No.
It's just bad.
No, it was one of those things like, oh, why'd you remind me they exist?
Yeah.
I was fine with thinking they were fired from the company.
Then we had the Acclaimed against Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh. Jarrett's group had a basketball intro, and Sanjay Dutt had a Pistons jersey. They had a basketball goal on the stage, and it didn't get used.
Dennis Rodman didn't even dunk.
No.
He just, I don't know what he like.
Satnam Singh came out and they're like, oh, he's going to dunk it. And then he just, you know, crushed the basketball. Dennis Rodman walked out with the Acclaimed and he couldn't look more bored.
I thought he might have been lost. Like he like took a wrong turn backstage.
Thank
like,
God they didn't give him a chair or else he would have been sleeping like Mike Tyson. And then Max Caster even pointed out that he's like best friends with Kim Jong-un. Like, that's not, like, is that a...
That's something you want to remember?
Is that a brag?
Right.
So you're with this super evil guy?
For Tony Khan, who stands up for the righteous.
Yeah.
Right? Always fighting for the little guy, you know? He's supporting Dennis Rodman, who's best friends with, you know, Dick
I guess Turner. Kim hasn't, you know... called Dennis and paid him in a while. So maybe he's like, oh, I'll need this some 200 money. Grand from AEW.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck he got.
I hate to do a random aside on a long episode like this, but like, talk about a fall from grace. This guy used to be fucking married to Carmen Electra, and now he's just like, I don't know what he does.
I'm sure he fucks hookers and does drugs.
I'm just saying.
Sure, it's not that different from what he's been doing.
Fair enough.
Just not fucking Carmen Electra anymore.
That's true.
So then Billy Gunn made the referee leave. He said, nope, you're not our ref. Because he wanted Aubrey Edwards to be the ref.
Weird.
Yeah. And she later beat up Karen Jarrett during the match. The referee beat up Karen.
Well, you know... The Trios titles, Andrew, the Trios titles, you're allowed to do whatever you want. The House of Black, they had random rules, and now the Acclaimed, they can get whatever referee they want. House of Ass. Oh, no.
Dennis Rodman smashed Satnam Singh with Jarrett's guitar.
After we woke up.
And the whole spot here was like Aubrey Edwards was supposed to be distracted. But no, it wasn't even that, Josh. It's like us sitting next. It's like Aubrey Edwards has no peripheral vision.
No.
And then she also she also can't hear.
Right. You so hear a big...
He smashes the guitar, and then she turns around, and Satnam's dead, and Rodman's holding the broken guitar. And she's just like, whatever.
I don't understand what happened. What happened?
And then Max Caster won with the mic drop on Lethal. I don't care.
Yeah.
I guess we don't raid the pre-show matches, but it would be Fs all around.
Yeah, three straight Fs.
I mean, my God.
Fs for not fantastic.
So for All Out, there were a couple fan signs. One said, Tony Khan just cured cancer.
Okay.
Said, don't make backyard wrestlers EVPs.
Both are probably correct.
Now, we talked about the whole CM Punk thing on the Payback recap. So if you want to... You know, see all that. Just watch that recap or listen to it.
We did do a deep dive into the craziness that is.
So we're not going to go into all the CM Punk shit. Obviously, it turns out it wasn't a work. I guess because now more shit has come out today that Punk lunged at Tony Khan.
Yeah,
it's like what the fuck is going on there?
He works with.
Why would Punk? Why would he need to fight Tony Khan?
Because he's a fucking simp, Andrew. I told you. He's a simp, Tony Khan.
Yeah, but why would Punk lunge after Tony?
Because he's like, hey, you're not going to do anything about this bullshit? No, I can't do anything. You just gave me a hug. You know, Yeah, he probably wants to beat the fuck out of Tony Khan, to be honest.
I guess.
That's why Tony Khan literally...
Maybe Tony fired him right there and then Punk lunged at him. You know what? You're with his eyes closed, you know what, Punk? I fucking love you. We had so many good hugs together and I wish we could have more. But you're Vince said to you, you're fired. Oh, God. Oh.
No, he's got a soundboard too backstage and he's like, I can't say it. Let Vince do it. Let Vince do it.
Oh, no, not that one. I mean the other one. No, not that one. Oh, God damn it. I love you so much. MJF's watching in the corner like,
you fucking mark.
MJF is like, how much time is left on my contract?
Yeah.
I'm ready to get out. You know, the Jesus more Christ. I learn about this craziness of AEW, I thought that MJF was going to be staying. I think there's no way MJF stays. He's got to get out of there. He's got to be liberated, baby.
He seems so loyal. I hope he gets out of there.
Me too. I want him to be free.
But also then nothing will be good on AEW. Nothing. It'll all be shit.
That's fine for us.
But he deserves to be on a show that more people watch. And he deserves to be the guy in WWE.
Sure.
Roman Reigns is not going to be around forever.
No. Nope.
I feel like Roman will be done after this historic run.
I think so.
Whenever it ends. But MJF should be the guy in pro wrestling.
Yeah, no, you get Cody Roadster, take the title from Roman Reigns. MJF toils in NXT for a little while, and then
no,
finally takes on
MJF's
Cody Roadster.
Never going to go to NXT.
You don't think so?
Why would he leave AEW to go to NXT?
So he doesn't start
so I'm
going to
leave
Cody
millions,
Roadster.
And then I'll go to NXT and take $100,000? Or they're going to pay him millions of dollars to go to NXT? No. That would be. Why would you even want him in NXT? Then we'd have to watch NXT again.
That's true. There's no good options, Andrew.
Yeah. No, the good option is the main roster in WWE.
This guy to go to hell, and then we work from there.
Right. So, all right, we got John Silver and Alex Reynolds versus MJF and Adam Cole for the Ring of Honor tag titles to start off the show.
Still so random. I don't understand why this match was happening. I know it was because of the weird battle royale.
Yeah.
But they were the last time I remember the Dark Order were good guys.
Yeah. I asked this. I was like, wait, when did they turn heel? And apparently it was when they refused to help Adam Page. Remember that?
That was heel?
I guess. Yeah. That's the best explanation.
I don't know. I thought that was more apathy.
I guess they've been on Ring of Honor. I don't know.
It was so weird. But then we're like, okay, so they were apathetic towards Paige, but now they're mega heels now.
Yeah.
Arr.
Before we continue, you have an alfalfa thing going on with your hair and the headphones.
Yeah.
It's very distracting.
Is it sexy?
No, it's the worst. Better? Okay, that's better. Okay,
better.
Okay. It's not completely fixed, but it's a lot better.
Better?
Well, no, now it's just really bad again.
Better? Sexy?
Okay, let's see. Okay, no, push the headphones back a little more.
Back?
No, back. That's forward, you
sorry.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Okay, that's good.
I didn't know if it was your back or my forward. Was just, I wasn't sure. I wanted to double check.
Oh, it's the same.
Okay, fair enough. You're left to my right. I gotcha.
Nope.
All right.
So MJF drank fans' beer and then did the boom with Cole right after. That was great. He did it real quick and he was like, oh, right, boom.
Mm-hmm.
MJF and Cole had 23 on the back of their Better Than You Bebe shirts, which were Chicago Bull colors.
That's fine. Yeah. Jordan reference. I got it.
MJF, at the beginning of the match, he yelled, Alex Reynolds helped train me. So sportsmanship. He shakes Reynolds' hand, and then he slaps him in the face with the other hand.
I am convinced MJF can get anybody to chant anything. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom.
Absolutely. Well, he'd have to say, you're going to chant, you fucked my mom. So then they'd have to say that, right?
I gotcha. Right.
Because then they'd all be telling MJF that they fucked MJF's mom.
Oh, fuck. Backwards again. Left to right shit.
No, that's not left to right. So MJF shoulder checked Reynolds, but then he rolled out of the ring and sold his injured neck. Now, this is perfect because who injured MJF's neck?
Right.
Adam Cole.
Right.
So what's, you know what I mean?
Well,
what's the angle here? Adam Cole has two best friends that have injured next.
That's what I love about it, because you know next week Roddy's going to be like, oh, you care about MJF's neck but not mine? What
well,
the
he
fuck?
He already said that.
I know, but now MJF, he's got, MJF has to show up next week with a neck brace.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, it has to happen.
Yeah, it's just, I love that they're prolonging it because I love their friendship. Yeah. It's going to make the breakup even better because it's going to go on for longer.
All right.
So Reynolds hit MJF with a chair to the back of his neck while the ref wasn't looking. Then trainers helped MJF to the back, leaving Cole all alone. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know what's, what's going to happen. They've done, this is...
Right. Go wrestling, back for a little bit.
A wrestling trope as old as time.
Cole is in danger, and then finally MJF
Evil Uno stomped Cole outside the ring, threw him into the ring post. Silver and Reynolds hit Cole with a double clothesline, but Cole kicks out. Reynolds tries to hit Cole with the Ring of Honor belt, but Cole kicks him. And then MJF walks back out, and Cole makes the hot tag.
Damn.
Max cleans house while selling his injured neck.
He hits
the kangaroo kick.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Uno hops on the apron, but Cole super kicks him. And then MJF and Cole hit the double clothesline on Reynolds for the win.
Wow.
MJF's, then after the match, he's laying on his back again. They're checking on his neck. He's taking a long time. But then Samoa Joe comes out because his match is next.
Right.
And MJF is walking up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And as they pass each other, Samoa Joe just pushes MJF as he walks by, just like he did in NXT like 7 years ago.
Wow. Talk about long-term booking. Wow. No.
Fucking amazing.
I love this. I mean... Nothing is wrong. Nothing ever goes wrong with anything MJF is a part of. And, having Samoa Joe to do promo battles against, Samoa Joe to wrestle.
To wrestle.
I mean, this is going to be amazing. Amazing.
So MJF runs back to the ring and attacks Samoa Joe, but Joe puts MJF in a guillotine until officials separate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, MJF tweeted... I'm not the kid you shoved in Brooklyn, motherfucker. Game on. So
I love it.
He's not even pretending to be a face anymore.
No.
He's a face. He's fighting a heel.
Right.
His next title defense is against Samoa Joe. Who's one of the biggest heels in the company.
Yeah. Full turn. Full turn babyface.
Shit is amazing. Now, he could still... turn on Cole later and it could just,
Well, he's still like the Stone Cold baby face, right? I mean, he's still flicking people in the eye and still, being a douchebag from time to time. But I mean, like you said, he's fighting the heel. He's doing baby face shit.
God, I love
kangaroo kicks and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're grading this all as a package, this is A+, right?
No.
No? Even the Samoa Joe?
Yeah, that was an A+, of course.
If we're grading it all but like, as a whole.
But, the match was fine.
The match was, B+, and then we have the A+ afterwards.
B+,
okay.
B+. Yeah. A-, I'll give A-.
I think A- is fair.
Because it was just a match.
It was just a match.
The match wasn't anything special. It was everything else.
It was everything else that helped add layers to it. It was great. A-. I'm fine with A-.
Next up, we have Shane Taylor. Hold on.
Who are you?
Versus Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor TV Championship. Taylor's punches in the corner.
Okay, we got to demonstrate it. Come on. I don't know if people have ever seen him.
He just slaps himself in the chest as he fake punches Joe. Joe tried to put Taylor in the coquina clutch, but he was standing on the apron, and Taylor dragged Joe so that his feet were hanging on the top ropes, and then he gave him like a stunner.
That was creative.
But then a few minutes later, Joe made Taylor tap for the win.
Sure. I mean, for a guy that we've never seen before, I thought it was a fine match. But we got what we needed, a Joe win, a strong Joe win.
Sure. I give it like a C+.
C+. I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
Joe match C+.
Next up, we've got Darby Allin versus Luchasaurus for the TNT Championship with Christian Cage and Nick Wayne ringside.
No Nick Wayne mom.
Darby's so good. It's a shame he can't talk on the mic. And it's a shame Sting is his father. That's the real shame.
The real shame is that he's never going to meet Brock Lesnar.
It's a shame.
That's a real shame.
Because that would be an amazing match.
I want to see.
My God.
Or Goldberg just destroy him.
I mean, yeah, he would have one hell of a match with Brock. That would be fucking awesome.
Bumping around for Brock Lesnar, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Luchasaurus threw Darby into the barricade, into the steps. He's busted open. Christian then tells Lucha basically, like, murder Darby. He's like, maim him.
Right.
And then Luchasaurus crushed Darby's injured back with the steel steps. And then he walked up the steel steps to get in the ring.
You got what Nick Wayne did, right?
Oh, when he had to lift the steps? Yeah.
So the steps, which weigh, I don't know, what, 25 pounds maybe?
Probably not even.
Nick Wayne is grabbing. He's like, yeah. Like it's two giant tree trunks that fell on Darby.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's Nick Wayne. He's a little boy.
That's fair. He's only 18.
I like when Darby went for a crossbody and he just bounced off Luchasaurus's chest. Like Luchasaurus didn't even move.
Right.
Then later, Darby sat Lucha in a chair on the floor and he did a swanton off the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful. Fucking craziness. Then Luchasaurus gave Darby a German suplex. And at first glance, when we were watching, we all went,
oh! Oh, he just
oh my God!
Snapped his neck.
It really looked like Darby landed right on his head.
Right.
But then when they showed the replay, I looked really closely and he didn't hit his head. He's just so good at that.
It is amazing how he's able to make things look like fucking dangerous.
And that's, that's what wrestling and stunt work is all about.
Right.
He's making it look real, but it's not.
Right. Who could Darby be a stunt person for? I don't know. But he probably should be a stunt person, to be honest.
He is.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's what he does. Yeah. He was in Jackass, right? Wasn't he in the last Jackass? What did he do? He jumped off a plane and then just hit the ground.
He was.
No parachute, just jumping out of a plane, falling to the ground.
I wouldn't doubt it. It sounds like him.
He doesn't weigh enough, so it doesn't hurt.
A coffin drop from the sky.
Yeah. let's see. Cage tried to hand Nick Wayne a towel to throw in for Darby, but Nick wouldn't do it. I thought that was funny.
I liked it.
Then Darby hit Cage with his cannonball suicide dive. Beautiful. Darby hit a sunset flip powerbomb pin, and fucking Luchasaurus kicked out late. So fucking late. The ref went 1, 2, oh, and then Luchasaurus went oh, and kicked out. After the ref was like, only two, Luchasaurus's shoulders were still on the fucking mat.
Did you heard what, I can't remember who it was probably Excalibur. You got what he said?
I forgot.
Excalibur was like, well, only the referee knows his own case.
Yeah, like, don't call out the botch. Don't call it out because not everyone sees it.
Yeah.
We see it. And I see it because I'm a wrestling expert.
Because we do this shit all the time. Yeah,
exactly. Right. But not everyone sees it. You don't call out your mistakes.
It's very strange. Oh, only the referee can, you know.
Darby finally got, you know, he got the momentum. He's about to hit Luchasaurus with the coffin drop to win. But Cage woke up and he hit Nick with a chair and he was setting him up for the concerto. So that distracted Darby.
Right.
And Lucha gave him a tomb. This is where it, see, this is why this is not an A.
Right.
Because Luchasaurus sucks. And I always liked Luchasaurus.
Well, it should be Cage.
But he
wrestling.
Fucked up too much.
Yeah.
Because he gives Darby a tombstone. But okay. All right. I've said this before.
Calm down, Andrew.
And I'll say it again.
Yeah, high blood pressure.
No one. And I mean no one. Uh-huh. Not even MJF, who actually does a good tombstone because he's MJF. But no one should be doing the tombstone anymore. Retire that move because Undertaker's a fucking legend. And even though Undertaker's not the best ever, he's one of the best ever, but he just did it longer than everyone. And because of his character, stop doing the fucking tombstone.
Andrew, they do it out of respect.
No, this is not respectful because he tombstoned Darby and then okay, what does Undertaker do when he tombstones someone? He does the tombstone and then they fall down.
Right,
and
drops
he pins
down.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to do it fast or else it's not going to look good.
No.
So in this case, it didn't look good because Luchasaurus tombstoned Darby and then we saw that Darby's head was like 2 feet from the mat.
Yeah.
So then he stands back up, softly tombstones Darby again, 2 feet from the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he does his original finisher where he just like picks him up and throws him into the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And then he pins Darby for the win. Lucha retains.
It was a little bit of a lame finish, but I mean, the rest of the match was really, really good.
Yeah, but do you remember what happened after the match?
I do.
After the match, Christian sets up Darby for the concerto, but, oh, who's coming to save him? It's Sting!
Wait, what?
No. Oh, Sting didn't show up.
No, I'm sorry. No,
it's not Sting. It's some random guys! It's Sean Spears!
Sean Spears and...
Who are you?
With...
Who are you?
And...
Who are you?
And don't forget...
Who are you?
Holy fuck!
There were like 5-6 guys in the ring, and the only person I knew was Sean Spears. That was it. I had no fucking idea who the other people were. None at all. Fucking crazy. And what? Why does Sean Spears care? Is he
he's a face.
He's a face now?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I guess. I don't care. Whatever.
Who are these people?
And why do they care? Yeah. Thanks, commentary.
So because
for
of
explaining.
All that, because of all that, it's a B for me.
B minus.
Because that ruined it.
B.
Might be less.
B minus.
A B minus?
Yeah.
All right. It's a B minus. Was that only 3 matches so far for
three
the main
matches.
Show? All right.
Cole, Joe, Darbs.
Next up, we've got Miro versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I loved the video before the match of Miro honoring Iron Sheik by yelling, "I will make you humble."
But then you made me laugh by telling me what else he would say.
Well, because Iron Sheik would go, I will fuck your ass to make you humble. So yeah, obviously Miro wasn't going to say that. But that's what Iron Sheik would say.
I miss you, Sheiky baby.
No. He'd be so great to meet in person.
He would be, right? Like on the Mount Rushmore of people that I'd like to meet in wrestling. I mean, it's got to be Sheik, Jim Cornette. I mean, I've already met Booker T, but Vince McMahon and...
Did I ever show you when he was on Howard Stern?
Who?
Iron Sheik.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, remind me after we finish this. It's the funniest shit ever. Because he just goes crazy, and like they'll just tell him things, and he'll just go insane.
Interesting.
Also, Excalibur quoted Big E's big meaty men slapping meat line. And that's what this match was. That's what it was.
So they must have plants... around the arena that are starting chants, right? Because yeah. Why else would they say big meaty men in commentary and then like later in the match they, because I've never heard them say that before, and then they started chanting meaty men all around the ring.
I mean, they've used plants before, we know this.
The plants,
like we've
to
seen
start
plants
chants?
Many times. Yeah,
I guess
it could be done. It's been done before. Big slams from both men. Miro hit a rolling senton off the apron. Miro did Sheamus's Beats of the Bowery. Mm-hmm. They used to be in a stable together.
That's right.
Remember the League of Extraordinary Accents?
Oh, I didn't.
The League of Shadows. The League of Foreigners. Those are all the names we gave them, and I don't remember the actual name. Fuck. This is like Josh with Lucha Party.
Someone's going to break that up to us.
With,
I can't remember.
Lucha Party.
I don't remember what their tag team is. Anyways.
Sheamus, Rusev, Alberto Del Rio, Stable.
Alberto Del Rio. That's right.
And League of Nations.
League of Nations.
And Wade Barrett, too.
Oh, wow. That's old school.
Yeah. I don't know about old school. It was 6 years ago, but all right. Miro hit a superplex off the second row. Hobbs hit a big power slam. Miro hit the Machka kick. Miro put Hobbs in game over, but Hobbs stood up, drove Miro in the turnbuckle, and hit the spine buster.
Good
but Miro
shit.
Kicked out.
That he did.
Then Hobbs tried to put Miro in game over, but Miro countered with a spine buster of his own.
It was good.
And then he made Hobbs tap to game over, although they didn't show it to us. He tapped and we couldn't really see it because they weren't on the right camera.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a sloppy edit there. Sloppy. But I really liked this match. I liked it a lot. I mean, well, Miro and Powerhouse Bob. Powerhouse Bob. I've been awake. I've watched too much wrestling. Calm down, freaks. But, I mean, it was...
Yeah, it's not because you're dyslexic and you fuck up shit all the time.
It was really fun. Really, really fun. Lots of big moves.
Well, we're not rating it yet, Josh.
Right.
Because after the match...
I think it only adds to it.
Are you sure? Miro and Hobbs do the handshake from Predator. You son of a bitch. But then Hobbs attacks Miro from behind. And then the music hits. And Hot and Flexible appears on the big screen. Which that could only mean one thing. It's Lana! I mean, it's CJ Perry!
Oh!
It's Miro's my wife.
Well, I guess it wasn't.
So CJ walks out all smiles as her husband is getting choked to death.
Yeah, that was a little bit awkward.
She takes off her heels.
Bust a nut.
Runs to the ring, grabs a chair. I'm like, she's running to the ring. I'm like, what the fuck is she going to do?
Not only that, like Powerhouse Hobbs saw her when the music hit.
Yes.
And then he went back to just beating up Miro.
Yes.
So I mean, I guess he just.
So CJ grabs a chair and she hits Hobbs in the back. Of course, Hobbs no sells it, grabs the chair from her. But then Miro gets up and hits Hobbs with the chair and Hobbs retreats. And then Miro looks at his wife, but then he yells, "You're not real!" And he leaves.
Interesting.
And like, okay, I haven't watched Collision in a while.
No.
Like, the first few episodes I would fast forward through. But like, Miro cut a promo on Collision saying that he renounced his God. He also renounced his wife. But the thing is, we don't know why you renounced your wife.
Oh, she cheats on him. With black guys.
Well, yeah, that's true. So I guess we're just going to do this. It's like, be careful, because you're feuding with Hobbs. You know?
This kid get very sketchy.
She fucked Bobby Lashley. Now she's going to fuck Powerhouse Hobbs.
Holy shit.
She's going to get powerhoused.
You know who's coming back? Huh. Who are you?
Who?
When they do the wedding.
Oh.
Who are you?
That would be amazing. And they should do that. Because they're all Tony's a WWE mark anyway. Yeah.
What girl is she fucking though? That's what I want to know. Because that's what it was. It was a love.
Yeah.
Love square.
It turned out Lana and Liv Morgan were a couple. And it's like, what? So you just tell us that? We don't get one lesbian kiss? What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, this time do it with Sky Blue and like, let's add some makeup.
The whole point of the Attitude Era when they would do lesbian angles and the hot... And it's like the whole point is that we got to see the hot girls kiss.
Right.
But now that was 2019 they did the Lana, you know, thing
something
with Liv
like
and the
that.
Wedding.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, but now you're not going to do the payoff... Like. The whole point of it is for hot lesbian action.
They do edgy things in AEW. And you know what? I might be all in. All in if they bring this up. So who knows?
Yeah. So we'll see where this goes. What do you want to rate this?
B minus? I mean, I really like the match.
The match was
good. The rest
good.
Of the stuff was fine.
Afterwards was not really good.
Sweat C plus?
I'll go B minus. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I think B minus is good.
Well, next up, we got Ruby Soho versus Chris Statlander for the TBS Championship.
Oh, shit. This is where the dive happened.
This is where it, yeah.
Yeah.
Statlander cosplayed as Derek Zoolander for
reasons.
Some reason. And she even did the blue steel look. Yeah, thank you. This match was sloppy.
It wasn't good. Not at all.
Saraya attacked Statlander when the ref wasn't looking. Saraya turned babyface at All In.
No.
And now a week later, she's a heel again.
Andrew, she's only babyface on her continent.
I don't care.
She's
not Bret Hart.
Everywhere else.
I don't give a fuck. She's not Bret Hart. That's stupid.
She's AEW's Bret Hart.
Okay. Statlander gave Ruby a weird looking power slam off the second rope. Ruby all hit right. No Future and Destination Unknown, her two finishers. Statlander kicks out.
Sure.
Then Saraya gives Ruby the green spray and distracts the ref. But then Toni Storm ran out and grabbed it from Ruby.
She was underneath the ring.
Oh, she was?
I didn't spot that. And then ran around. I was like,
So Toni Storm was under there for like 3 hours? Jesus.
Fucking Juice Robinson.
And then Statlander hit the tombstone for the win.
Yeah, this wasn't good. D minus? D?
Yeah, D.
D, okay.
Does D minus? A D minus does exist. Okay.
D minus does exist. Are we doing D minus?
Yeah.
Okay, D minus.
Next up, we got Ricky Starks versus Bryan Danielson, a strap match.
This is fine.
Yeah, I brought it back up a little bit. But I don't really like strap matches.
I know.
Like, once you whip the guy more than, you know, five times, it's like, okay, whip you, then you whip me, then I whip you, and you whip me, and you just go back and forth forever.
Well, not only that, like, this is almost like a dog collar match, too. And they've had really amazing dog collar matches. Like, why would I care about a strap match? I don't know.
Ricky Steamboat was absolutely awful on commentary.
It was weird, too. When he came out,
yeah,
he was, like, high-fiving people, and then he saw this, like, weird hot girl in the crowd, and he stopped and talked to her a minute, and then he kept on walking.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, here's my number.
Starks attacked Brian before putting his strap on, before strapping it on. Brian was bleeding right away. Starks choked Brian with the strap and started dry-humping Brian's back. That hurt it for me.
Yeah.
Then Brian took over, whipping and choking Starks. He drop-kicked Starks as Starks was hanging upside down on the turnbuckle. Brian whips Ricky. Ricky whips Brian.
And just whips all around, Andrew.
Then Big Bill comes out and attacks Brian, and apparently...
they're a tag team, maybe?
Starks is with Big Bill. First of all, Brian Danielson is a babyface.
Just in this match.
But he comes out the heel tunnel. He's with the Blackpool Combat Club. They're all heels.
It's very confusing. I had thought that when...
You can't do that.
When Danielson was doing this match, I was like, oh, okay, maybe he's not with the Blackpool Combat Club anymore.
No, he is.
Yeah, so fuck me.
So Big Bill's attacking Brian. So Ricky Steamboat comes, you know, gets out and he attacks Big Bill. And then Big Bill's about to choke him. And then Brian throws Starks out of the ring and he dives onto Starks and Bill. And then Ricky hits the spear, but Brian kicked out. Brian hits the psycho knee, but Starks kicks out. Steamboat gets up and rejoins commentary. And then Brian chokes out Starks with the strap for the win.
I'm not too familiar with this Ricky Steamboat feller, but he's not very good on commentary. He kind of sucks.
Well, he's old. And he was never a talker.
Okay.
Well, he was never really a good talker.
That makes sense.
I don't know what to rate this match because it wasn't bad. But it wasn't great either.
C for average? I mean, like, I don't know if I can go C plus. I think C is fine.
C plus.
C plus?
C plus is fine.
Andrew says C plus.
Yeah. Because I just, I'm sorry. I like Brian Danielson. I like Ricky Starks.
Sure.
I'm just not interested.
But everything in between kind of
whipping
sucks.
Each other with a strap for 20 minutes is just not my thing. Speaking of not my thing, we got Eddie Kingston and Ciabatta Bread. Versus Claudio, I wish I was back in WWE, and Wheeler Yuta.
I think if there was one match that I could change on my scorecard and be like, idiot, why didn't you think about this? I think it was this match. Because, like, why would Ciabatta Bread and Eddie Kingston get the win?
I thought Eddie would pin Yuta so that he could fight Claudio. Isn't that the whole point of this?
Sure, or Eddie pinning Claudio?
What... Well, no, I know, because I would save that for the one-on-one match, but...
Are they ever...
It's not like I want to see it. Eddie's shirt read, Claudio sucks eggs. Which is like... I guess that's another Terry Funk thing, because Cody said that on SmackDown, that he called his dad
sucking,
an egg-sucking fuck or something.
Yes.
And then, during this match, Claudio kept turning his back anytime Eddie looked at him. And it infuriated Eddie. Like, hey, look at me. Like, this has to end with them getting married, right? Like, that's what the payoff is.
It has to end in...
I wish I knew how to quit you. Like, that's what the payoff is. They're clearly in love. Live what the sex fuck celebration. Is this where it's like, no, I won't look at you. Because if I look at you, I'll just have to fuck you. I can't look at Eddie or else my dick gets super hard.
Super hard.
And then I'll just have to fuck him in front of everyone.
It is the wildest storyline out there.
So fucking weird.
There's like so much homoeroticism to it too. It's very strange. I don't know if they have fucked and they're upset or if they're hiding their feelings from fucking. This is so wild and so strange.
I think Claudio fucked Eddie. Eddie fell in love, and then Claudio wasn't
never
ready.
Called?
Claudio wasn't ready for a full-time commitment, so he said, you know, he has commitment issues.
He has to be part of the Blackpool Combat Club.
He was like, you know, Eddie was like, we're in love now. Like, come on, let's move in. He's like, we just fucked, Eddie. That was it. All we did was fuck. And then that broke Eddie's heart.
Damn.
Claudio still won't admit his true feelings that he loves Eddie. Eddie's out. Eddie is out and proud about how much he loves Claudio. He knows that. Every week. I'm going to fucking kill him.
And by kill him, he means kill him with his cock. I mean, well, I totally understand.
He's angry.
Yeah. He's a lover, Claudio, that's been scorned.
Claudio, open up your heart. Okay? It's time.
This
payoff is going to be huge. And then they're going to have a wedding as well.
Who are you?
I mean, come on. Bust the nut? I mean, that's going to be lots of nut.
That's Eddie and Claudio.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
And he's like, I mean, for God's sakes, I came. This guy quit AEW over Claudio. No, it wasn't over Claudio. Anyways, we got shitty elbows from Claudio. Claudio hits the neutralizer, but Eddie kicked out. And then later, Claudio beat Eddie with an uppercut for a very flat finish.
Sure, whatever.
This is an F, right?
Listen, we gave a Statlander a D-.
Yeah, this is worse.
It's an F.
This is worse.
It's worse. I mean, Shibata Bread is a Ring of Honor champion?
Whatever.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, what Ring of Honor champion?
I have no idea.
Who fucking knows?
I don't know.
Next up, we've got Konosuke Takeshita versus Kenny Omega.
I cannot wait to see Dave Meltzer's star ratings, because this one will have like 14 stars.
Realistically, I'm going to say 5.25.
I think I'm going to go over. Six.
I don't think so.
I think this is a solid 6. 7 in a Tokyo Dome.
Of course, we've got Don Callis ringside. I honestly thought this would be better. Like, I was like, well, at least it's Takeshita and Kenny Omega. They could both wrestle. I thought it would be like a B match or something.
Well,
underwhelming. It was boring.
I think it was a B match until it went on for like an extra 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, that's like half the card.
Well, again, how long was the match? Like, it couldn't have been that long.
This one had
22. Oh, my God.
22.
Was this the longest one on the pay-per-view?
Yes.
That's crazy. And how many minutes was it again?
Oh, yeah.
22.
Thank you.
22 and 30 seconds. So, yeah, it was long. Omega hit a moonsault off the barricade. Takeshita was about to hit Omega with a chair to get DQ'd, but the ref grabbed the chair from him.
Hey, you don't want to get DQ'd, right?
And then for like another 60 seconds, the ref is just like, no, you can't do that. Chairs are bad. Stop it right now. He's just doing that so that Don Callis could put chairs on Omega's chest, and then Takeshita jumped on.
While Omega holds them,
I guess? The chairs, yeah.
Very strange, whatever.
Then Takeshita hit Omega with a Huluva kick and a Blue Thunder Bomb back to back. Sami Zayn fan, or
they made reference to it for some reason, because they were like, "Oh, El Generico,
yeah."
Like, I don't understand why. Is Sami's contract coming up soon or something?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Then Omega went for the One Winged Angel, but Takeshita countered with a 69 pin for a close call.
Oh,
and you know,
Eddie was sad.
Yes.
Couldn't give this to me, Claudio.
Yeah. Takeshita hit a Blue Thunder Bomb off the top rope, which was the spot of the match.
Sure.
But Omega kicked out. Ah, you know, top rope, Blue Thunder Bomb, no problem. Kick out. Let's see what wins the match. Takeshita hit a running knee, and then Omega high-fived the ref by accident when he kicked out. The ref went for 3, and Omega slapped his hand to kick out. Then Don Callis tried to stab Kenny Omega in the head with the screwdriver.
And then he left it there for some reason?
But Omega moved and he stabbed the ring.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to shove it up, you know. I'm going to shove this screwdriver right up the ass.
Kenny Omega. I got it. I think I have it.
Kenny Omega.
I had it.
Why did you have to take that from everyone?
No, that was good.
Why did you have to take that from everyone?
That was good, right, guys? That was not bad. That's one of my top 5 impressions.
I need you to just shut up. We're going to do this again, and you're not going to talk. Got it? Okay. You fucking ruined it. I don't know if you know.
I'm going to take this screwdriver and shove it right up the ass of Kenny Omega.
All right. I was worried. I didn't know if I need to come back in.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, you don't.
I laid out.
You don't jump my impressions.
It was taking so long. I thought you might have had a
dramatic pause, you fuck.
Well, it's hard because, you know.
Yeah, you're hard.
I'm not hard. But when Mitch McConnell does it, it's.
You got hard because I'm going to do Andrew's impression. Do I Roddy Strong, motherfucker?
I think you have.
No, I just help you. I go Mitt the Bebe to remind you to say Mr. Bebe.
Fair enough. Okay. You're right.
God damn it, Josh.
We got it.
You don't have the voice talent that I do.
Daniel Murgaugh.
No, that's nothing like it. It's terrible.
Take
off the Vince puppet.
I can hear it
he
in my ears.
He doesn't own this company, despite what Joe says.
I can hear it in my ears.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
He could.
So then Take a Shit and grab the screwdriver, but the ref grabbed it. He grabbed the screwdriver. And then he's holding it out so that the ref can grab it from him. Mm-hmm. And he does. And then Take a Shit hit another knee strike. But Omega kicked out.
Sure.
And then Take a Shit hit another knee strike. And Omega didn't kick out. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm sorry. The match is over. Oh, sorry. The match is over.
But couldn't he have won with the Blue Thunder Bomb from the top rope?
Right. How do you not end it there?
Right?
How do you not end it there?
The thing that annoyed me the most was commentary was like, well, today we found Kenny Omega's limit. It was two knee strikes.
Know your limits, Master Omega. Kenny has no limits, but you do, sir. And it's two knee strikes.
It's good. See how
and when go. Will I kick out? Never. Yeah.
I like it.
It's good. So there you go. I give it a C.
I was going to say
D+. Way too long.
D plus?
A C is fine.
C is fine. Okay.
I mean, we can go C minus, I guess.
I think
split
C
the
minus.
Difference. Yeah. That's fine. Jesus.
This is our eighth match, Andrew. Our eighth match.
Great.
Last night had six.
All right, we got Bullet Club Gold versus FTR and the Young Bucks. It was funny. We were talking when this match started, like it must be awkward for FTR and the Bucks since they both have the exact opposite,
right?
Like opinion
of
CM Punk.
Right. One are best friends, and the other one used to get beat up by CM Punk.
Exactly.
So it's very strange. I still have a hard time on like why this match actually happened, because last week they were feuding with each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I know. I'm gonna have to tag you in for the end. But FTR and the Bucks hit four atomic drops at the same time, and then they put all four guys in the sharpshooter at the same time. Lots of indie bullshit. If you want to bring up anything else they did. Oh, Dax and Jay chop each other. We're like 20 minutes in the match, and they're chopping each other as if it just started.
Oh, so annoying.
And then Dax and Matt hit the shatter machine together, and then the BTE trigger together.
Oh, they're working together.
What else happened in this match, Josh?
Well, the end of the match happened when Jay White came in from nowhere and gave a sling blade to... Cash, and then it was over.
Not a sling blade.
Yeah, it was a sling blade.
Not a sling blade.
It was a sling blade.
That's not what it's called.
What is it called? Switchblade, whatever. Is this a switchblade? Is that what it's called?
Isn't it called, what's that, Blade Runner? It's called Blade Runner.
He did not hit his move. No,
yeah,
it was a sling blade.
No, it was his Sister Abigail. It's Blade Runner. It's the Sister Abigail, but he calls it the Blade Runner.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I did see that part.
It was an anticlimactic finish. Afterwards, Matt Jackson looked at the FTR and was like, "That's my bad. I'm sorry. I was late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you would think.
I apologize.
You would think if they're going to lose, turn on each other. I don't know. Very confusing.
A match that shouldn't have been on the card?
No.
I was more upset about what you told me happened before the show started about the young Bucks.
Oh, that was on Collision. On Collision, Matt Jackson did like a victory lap.
Go fuck
and
yourself.
And it's great because the shot just shows like 10 fans and then Matt Jackson, it's just like no one's there, bro.
No. That should have looked great on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, right.
Fuck yourself.
So what do you want to rate this?
D minus.
Okay.
I didn't like it at all. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, it was not good. Finally, for the main event, if you could believe that, Jon Moxley versus Orange Cassidy for the International Championship. They saved the worst for last. All right, it wasn't the worst match, but this is your main event.
I mean, it was a... pretty much a typical Jon Moxley and Orange Cassidy match. The only thing that was missing from this match was thumbtacks and glass.
Yeah. Cassidy tried to put his hands in his pockets, but Moxley knocks him down with a forearm. Then Moxley just mauled Cassidy for a while, cut him open. Cassidy was bleeding the entire fucking match.
Like a stuffed pig.
Like a what?
Stuffed pig. Like a pig that's stuffed and you cut him and blood everywhere. Come on. You never heard that? Stuck pig? Stuck pig? Stuffed pig? We've been too late. Go ahead.
It's stuck pig.
Stuck pig? Okay.
Not stuffed pig.
I like stuffed pig. I think that makes more sense.
This isn't... It's not a turkey. You fucking...
A stuffed turkey? All right. He was bleeding like a stuffed turkey.
Stuffed turkey doesn't bleed.
He was bleeding like a stuffed turkey on Thanksgiving.
A stuffed pig?
Stuffed pig? I think it's stuffed pig.
Jesus
Christ. You look it up. You look it up. I think I'm right.
No. It's stuck pig. I don't even know why I have to look that up. I knew that. I knew it wasn't a stuffed pig.
I think it's stuffed pig.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's stuffed pig.
That is just too... Stupid, that deserves stupid, it. I'm sorry.
Stupid, nah.
Stupid, yeah.
Stuffed pig.
Own it.
Stupid. What the fuck have stupid. I ever owned anything, Andrew? Yeah. I'm right.
You live in denial. Like Tony Khan. Moxley...
Don't you ever compare me to him, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Moxley the pile driver... Cassidy kicked out with a roll-up. Then Moxley ripped off the mats and exposed the concrete on the outside, but Cassidy gave him a beach break. Then Cassidy hits some orange punches. He goes for another, but Moxley hits a cutter. Cassidy no-sells the cutter.
Sure.
And it's another orange punch and a spear.
Yeah.
Then Cassidy gave Moxley the lame kicks, but those lame kicks turned into... See, this is why you can't do...
Damn it.
This is why in wrestling, the Cassidy's lame kicks don't work. Because he starts doing the, you know, the lame kicks, whatever you want to fucking call them.
Lame kicks.
He starts doing the real kicks, quote unquote.
Right.
Or the realistic kicks. Mm-hmm. So you're doing lame kicks that obviously look fake and bullshit. But no, now I'm doing the real kicks that are still fake anyway.
Which should hurt.
Yeah.
They should hurt now.
Moxley clotheslined Cassidy, but Cassidy got right up. Moxley hit the Death Rider, but Cassidy lamely kicked out. Then Cassidy stood up, gave Moxley two middle fingers, and Moxley hit another Death Rider for the win. Moxley's the international championship. Credit to you and Joe for picking it. I guess it seems like the obvious choice now. I just didn't see a reason for Moxley needing to be a champion again.
I figured there had to be something interesting that happened on the card.
What does he need a belt for? That's true.
He
but
said,
what the fuck does he need a belt? I feel like this is all leading to Cassidy beating him in the next one.
Maybe. I thought it was funny that, you know, Moxley complained about all the fucking fake bullshit and all the fake titles and everything. And
yeah.
Now he has one of those made up titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you live long enough to be the villain.
Okay. Yeah, well, he did that. My God, did he do that? Moxley celebrates with the Blackpool Combat Club, and then Cassidy gets a big ovation in the ring, like as if he's retiring.
You didn't.
And the show just ends with Cassidy just, they're applauding him, and he's in the ring.
You didn't see him leave his backpack in the middle of the ring? That has to mean he's retiring, right? Or maybe he's going back to school?
Josh, don't get my hopes up. I'm not falling for that. Can the best friends retire too?
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. We're all going to New Japan.
Moxley retire as well?
Oh, fuck. You know, during this match, I had a hard time...
Can the Young Bucks retire?
...figuring which wrestler was more fake. Was it Orange Cassidy or Jon Moxley?
Yeah.
Because they both are fake, but like on different ends of the spectrum? It's right. So strange.
It's funny. Like, the match was... It honestly wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
No.
Because I expected an F.
It's like a C minus.
A C.
Yeah.
Yeah, C is fine.
So, I mean, like... When you're looking at this card top to bottom, I mean, like, it wasn't that bad. The Eddie match was terrible. The Statlander match was terrible. And so was the Young Bucks. But everything else was not bad.
The grade calculator gives it a C overall.
Was this two C pay-per-views back-to-back?
Yeah.
That's good work for AEW.
I feel a lot worse than a C, though.
It does. Like, you left the pay-per-view with a very sour feeling.
Yeah. Mainly because, like, the last bunch of matches were all, like,
bleh. Right. It's very strange.
So.
Yeah, if we were weighting it by like average and like how long the matches took, like I think that would have some
feels more like a D. Effects. Feels more like a D pay per view.
It does. It does. Feels like a dick. That's right.
It feels like a dick right up the ass of Kenny Omega.
I laid out.
I did it quick because okay. I knew you were going to fuck it up.
I got it.
So there you go. That's All Out. I'm all out of this shit.
Yep.
At least we have like, what, a 2 month break before another AEW pay-per-view?
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, we got to do the pay-per-view prediction. Joe kicked our asses. Okay.
Joe was not here. And if I remember, you have to be here to win the belt. So render unto Caesar.
Is that the rule?
I think that is the rule.
Then I'm the champion.
What? No, I
have. No, you got last. Yeah. You got last. Yeah. So I guess for now, I'll just accept this award.
I think
for Joe, if that is the rule, you have to be here to win it.
I mean,
you gotta be here to fuck it. You know, if you win the lottery and you never turn in your ticket, then you don't win the lottery. So, double champ remains. That's what it is. Joe, fight me for it. Good luck. I hate this show. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much.